Mix 94.7 KMCH, two guest of the day segments about to come your way, the first of which, Bulls and Bronx and Racing Horses. We welcome Jerry Vince Downs, Esquire, the4th.com. Jerry Vince, how are you, sir? Welcome on in.
Good morning to you.
Sir, it certainly helps if I turn your microphone on. We can hear you better. Tell me a little bit about what's going to be going on coming up next Saturday up by a Backbone. Kind of a new event, new place. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, you might call it a three-quarter rodeo. We don't have the timed event parts of it, but we got bull riding, barrel racing, ranch bronc riding, and added attraction is the matched horse racing.
And I was just asking you about that. What is a matched horse race?
It's just one-on-one. Two horses racing. We don't have a full field. We expect to have at least three, maybe four races that day. Kind of a grudge match deal. It's kind of a blast from the past of the old West. I mean, we're riding with stock saddles. Old school, old style.
And if you're a huge fan of rodeo, this sounds like a great event. I'm just getting excited reading about the flyer here. This is going on up by Strawberry Point. So tell me a little bit about your guys' ranch you got up there.
Oh, well, we're just getting started up there, and this is hopefully the beginning of many yearly rodeos that we'll have there. And this particular one's kind of a pro-am. We have professional bull riders out of Oklahoma coming, as well as locals.
Okay.
And we've got Dustin Olmstead here from Ryan, Iowa. He's a three-time International Rodeo Association bull riding champion. And Cody Redmond, he was the Iowa Rodeo Cowboys Association bull riding champion. So we've got these good amateur bull riders who could ride pro if they chose to. But also we've got the pro bull riders coming out of Oklahoma. And Hayden Harris, a particular fella, is into bull riding as well as the horse race. Hayden's dad, Steve, won the All-American in Rio Doso, the big quarter horse race.
Well, yeah,
people
yeah.
are familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys know their business.
Now, how do you say, hey, fellas, load up the trailer and come up to Strawberry Point, Iowa. We're going to do a rodeo. How does that work? How'd you convince them to come up here? Because this is quite the resume list you got coming up here to visit.
Well,
call in some favors. You have some blackmail.
I spent most of my life in and around rodeo, and I know people all across the United States, and in all phases of it. And a couple of these fellows were actually my son's roommates.
Well, and one of them is your son, by the way, which we're going to talk to here in a second. So this event Saturday starts at 4 o'clock next Saturday, the 13th. Tell us where to find you guys and how to get there and parking and cost and all that stuff.
Well, it is definitely priced for the family.
Okay.
$12 for adults, $8 for the kids. And so hillside seating, bring your lawn chairs, bring your blankets. We're just half a mile straight east of the north gate of Backbone Park.
And just like an old school rodeo.
It is.
Just the old stuff they used to do in the old West and the old frontier days, just going right back to that.
That's pretty much along the lines of what we're doing.
Now, we're going to come back to you in a minute. I want to go over to this gentleman sitting next to you. If you'd be so kindly introduce yourself, please.
Well, my name's J.W. Downs. Grew up Delaware County, went to college in Oklahoma, and just moved back in April.
You moved back home here, and you are a bull rider. You are the real deal. You're the 100%, you know, dyed in the wool, you know, the Latico and all the pearl snaps cowboy.
Yes, sir.
How did you decide, yeah, I could stay, I could go work at a factory, I could go, you know, sit behind a desk. I want to be a professional rodeo guy. How did that, run me through that process.
Well, I'm actually a school teacher and football coach, but I, grew up in the sport. My dad was a professional bull rider, and I started out at a young age riding sheep and worked my way up to calves, junior bulls. And once I turned 18, I joined the International Professional Rodeo Association and tried to do it, you know, part-time as a living.
Now, what's easier, teaching school or riding a bull?
Well, you know, that depends. That depends on the class you get. You know, when you're trying to teach 50 kindergartners in one class, it's challenging. But, bull riding, depending on the bull you get, where you're going, it's kind of like depends on the situation. But in the end, both are very rewarding and enjoyable.
Do the students know that when you're not at school, you're out doing rodeo?
Oh, yeah. I I showed up to class with a black eye one time, and they would not stop questioning me. It was an all-day deal.
Now, where do you teach?
I just got a job, K-12 PE in Central El Cater.
Oh, there you go. Yep. Good. So you'll be up there next to Pedretti's up there in El Cater and everything, too.
Yep.
And it's good rodeo. I think years ago they used to do a rodeo out there, didn't they, Jerry?
Strawberry did years ago at the Three Crosses Ranch.
That's maybe what I'm thinking of. But to be able to bring this kind of event here and have it in your own backyard, and like you said, turn this into an annual thing, it's got to be a pretty cool feeling to be able to pull that off.
Well, we're working at it. We're hopefully it'll be successful. We'll get some good weather.
Yeah. And like next Saturday, coming up on the 13th is when this is going to be. Give us one more time the when, the where, the how much, and what's going to be going on.
South of Backbone Park or of Strawberry, there by the east of the North Gate. $12 for adults, $8 for the kids. Bring your lawn chairs. A lot of wide open space there.
There you go. And enjoy the great outdoors. And so now you're gonna do any more riding after this event before school starts? You got to buckle down and start breaking the classroom, getting it ready for all the excitement coming your way.
We already started football camp. I actually took the year off of rodeoing because I owned my own small business making bull ropes.
And yeah, you were saying you made one for a guy over in Cheyenne.
Yep, Cheyenne. They call it the daddy of them all, one of the biggest rodeos they have. I made a bull rope for a guy who actually placed in the top 10 out there. But
do you get royalties out of that? Because you should.
No. some of them guys, they give me a shout out on my social medias, and that's nice. You know, helps with business. Mm-hmm. But my business took off, and I had to take the year off of rodeoing because I was so backed up. But I'm cracking back out. I'm entered in the rodeo. I'm excited. Feels good to be back.
Well, this looks like it's going to be a fun event, Kyle. You one more thing, yes.
Yeah, I want a shout out to Highland Arms and El Cater and Rod and Cal's and Strawberry for kicking this thing off and the party after the rodeo at Rod and Cal's.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to move from the rodeo grounds uptown where you see a lot of trucks and cowboy hats and, good Lord, well, a lot of two-step music, too. So, fellas, thanks for coming in. And you got a Facebook page, I know, where people can follow this and learn more about you and see all the stuff you're doing out there at the farm. It looks like Backbone Ranch LLC is what we got to search for on Facebook.
Correct. So.
All right, any final points or questions or things you want to get out to the good, kind, listening folk here this morning?
It's good old family fun. Come on out.
There you go.
Priced right.
Exactly. You can bring the whole family and still have money to go out and have supper afterwards. Fellas, thank you so much, and good best of luck this next weekend, all right?
Thank you.
Coming up
next Saturday,
August 13th, bull riding and all kinds of good old-fashioned rodeo. Go be a part of it. Just not too far away from Backbone there. It's the Backbone Ranch. Go check it out and find them on Facebook. Stick around. Guest of the Day, part 2, coming up here on KMCH.